Hi, this is Ultra One with Bitcoin Talk Radio, and I'm at Inside Bitcoin in Chicago, and I'm with
Mike Cabanis.
Mike, can you tell me a little bit about your product or service?
Applebyte is a digital currency that was created specifically to support artists of all kinds around the world. Musicians, dancers, painters, writers, you name it.
Great. When was your product or service first launched?
We launched on May the 1st, 2014, so we're a little over a year old.
What kind of feedback have you received about your service?
It's been excellent. Focusing on artists, you know, the art community's very closely bound, and they're bound by the love of art, and they're bound by the financial struggle, if you will, to create art. So we focused on building that user community that for us is the artist and the art lovers. And they like the fact that there's a digital currency created just for them.
What do you see the future for your service?
We give artists now, we support them in several ways. One with grants and awards. We have some very cool tipping apps where if you see an artist on Twitter that you like, you can tip them just knowing their Twitter account. We also just launched music.applebyte.me, which is a music download site, so you can buy music with Applebytes, and the artists get 100% of the proceeds. It's free for them to list, and they get all of the proceeds. So we're the highest paying site to the artist for music download anywhere in the world.
Great. Any thoughts you would like to share with the Bitcoin Talk Radio listeners?
We often get the question, well, couldn't you do this with Bitcoin? And we run on our own blockchain. We do not compete with Bitcoin. Our goal is not to replace Bitcoin. Our goal is to serve a unique community of artists and art lovers. And it's interesting, in the art world, Bitcoin is still seen as part of the capital system, if you will. They see it just like they see a bank or they see business. Whereas we've been able to gain acceptance because they recognize and they're pleased to have a digital currency that's designed specifically for the artist and the fan.
Great. Thank you, Mike, for allowing me to take this interview with you.
Thanks. I appreciate it.